Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Adam Cincirillo, Southwick. Well, I wrote about your Southwick results coming in and said this was a big weekend for you.
Saw that.
And
well, Nick blew me out on the Pope show saying that I'm terrible. I've been hammering him all week. I got everybody, my buddies hitting me up saying, like, why is Nick saying you suck in the sand?
But we did. We looked at your results.
Statistically speaking, he's correct still. When the coach says, like, they're pretty challenging conditions, everybody's thinking, like, wow, he must really suck.
Yeah.
If the coach is saying it's challenging.
Right.
But whatever.
Nah, it's fine. Look, hey, you won today. That's the bottom line. Scoreboard. Great couple of motos. One, your sprint speed early in Moto 1. I mean, I guess that was the plan. You're like, I got to get out of here.
It's crazy because it's really, and I don't mean to sound like an a-hole.
Here we go.
No, I don't mean to sound like an a-hole, but what my problem is, and Nick will tell you this, my problem is like sprinting and trying too hard. Like, I have to be so conscious out there of chilling out. Like, I promise you, I feel like I'm riding around, like on almost like a sight lap in the beginning of that moto.
Because
like,
if you don't, we end up with an A2 crash.
Well, what we do end up with is me rushing all the corners, coming to a stop in the middle, blowing it out, burning more energy, going slower, everything. So it's more of like here, just kind of shifting up, putting your feet on the pegs, and just kind of coasting through some of these bumps. And I can't, I executed really well in that first moto, way better than I did in practice. And I mean, it's probably 50% better than I've ever done here riding in that moto. And the second moto was honestly good too. I mean, Dylan was just better than me.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was another good start, and did my best. So.
Did you know it was him?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I could tell he's pretty loud when he rides the bike.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I swear. Yeah. Yeah, I knew. I
knew you had the overall.
Yeah, exactly. I knew Justin. I came over on Justin on the start a little bit.
Saw that.
Yep, and I figured he was a little bit farther back. And then about maybe four or five laps in, I could see Justin coming the other way.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I pretty much knew about second corner that it was, or first lap that it was him.
A bunch of French fries coming up.
Yeah.
No, that's maybe, okay. I'm no Gary Bailey, but I was watching Dylan. I thought his lines were better than yours in that second moto.
Yeah.
But he gapped you pretty quick, so maybe you couldn't find them?
Well, no. I mean, it wasn't one of those things. I think I didn't really have it when he passed me, and I knew it.
Energy-wise.
Yeah, I didn't have it, and I knew it. And, yeah, he was crushing me after the it took me forever to find the line after the finish line. He was jumping out and going right. And then he just had more intensity and, like, little point A to point B. He was just a little bit better. And he does this thing where he sits, like, he kind of sits on the back of the bike, like, I don't know, Euro style, kind of sits on the back of the bike and stays light in these berms. And he was just doing that better than me in that moto. And when you get a little bit fatigued, it's hard to match that pace. I was hoping to stay within 5 or 6 seconds and just kind of hope that lappers maybe brought us closer and then I can maybe make something happen, but I knew I didn't have it. So
hey, anyways, you'll take the win.
Yep.
Blink 182 concert tonight in Hartford.
I know.
Nick Way says don't go.
It's about 6:07 p.m. right now. They start playing at 7:30. Nick says I should get some rest.
Dude, this is your favorite band ever.
Yeah, I know, but one, they don't have Tom.
I got him today.
Tom is not in the band. If Tom was there, yeah, I'd go for sure. But I love Blink either way, but Tom's not there. If Tom was there, I'd go. Neck Deep, honestly, I think I like more than Blink now. Just
wow.
Based on sound, just now. You know, obviously Blink's they're legendary, but and Lil Wayne's playing too. It's a weird show.
Here's the thing. Hagar is great, and Van Halen's great. And when they got together, they were amazing, but they were never as good when they separated. So I can feel your pain.
Totally.
Tom without Blink without Tom, not the same.
Yeah, he's doing a bunch of alien shit now, though. You see that? It's like.
But he didn't close the door on them getting back together.
No, he didn't. No, I just read a Rolling Stone interview. We'll see.
Honestly, go to the concert. Nick's an idiot. Go.
I can't.
That's ridiculous. I would go. You won today. You did fantastic. You're leading the points. You deserve a Blink 182 concert.
If there was a weekend off next weekend, I'd go, but there's not.
Stay together for the kids.
Your guy. Amen.
Thanks.
Thanks.